today.
The Taliban says they're not a threat to the U.S., but another bloody day in Afghanistan. Should we believe them and bolt or beef up the troops? Boy, we've been talking about this now for weeks. What's wrong with the world when people attack a bad karaoke singer? Glad they've never heard me sing. A new feature, Cry Me a River, who's the biggest whiner on the day. Nail the score, so psyched. I hope we have a winner this time around. Computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL, and you, yes, you, don't have to know anything about football. Don't have to analyze the matchup, just tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you win a huge ATN prize pack that includes a cell phone along with movie tickets, along with gift certificates to several restaurants and a slew of other things as well that you'll really, really enjoy. So far, as we roll down through the season, nobody has nailed the score yet. Maybe this will be the week, and maybe you'll do it. I always liken it to playing the lottery, only you don't have to pay your buck or two. It's free, and you're just picking numbers. NASA decides it's time to attack the moon. What does that mean? You're going to slam into the moon? I'll explain. That's exactly the headline that I read earlier in the day. Slamming into the moon. Okay. Have you ever been frisked by the cops on the street? Thankfully, I never have. Supposedly, 1 million of us are each year. Other big things making news that we're going to dive into. Ethics and Charlie Rangel, the longtime congressman from New York, in the thick of it for a long time, the Democrats, his buddies supporting him. But how long can they hang on? We're going to jump to that in just a second. Hope you're having a great end of the week. Kate Delaney, of course, America Tonight. We have a couple of great guests coming up around the bend, too. Chris Prelitz, who is the king of green. I mean, he is a man who lives in a net zero home. What does that mean? A net zero home. There's more to it, and I'll explain. I mean, he is the ultimate green consultant. So what he's going to do is tell us what's a bunch of crap out there and things that are people are pushing that are supposedly green and things that really aren't and things that you could do just cheaply if you wanted to do some things to help out the environment a little bit. He's a really neat guy. If you go on YouTube, you can see him on Greenovate and a couple of other things, too. He's been on a whole bunch of national shows, so we look forward to speaking to him about the bogusness of some of the green movement and what's real. Can you imagine back in the 90s, he built a solar electric home? I can't even imagine what that would cost. Anyway, he knows how to do it. Mark Oristana will join us in our second hour. He's written a book called A Sportscaster's Guide to Watching Football. How perfect, since we have nailed the score. Interesting side note about him. He used to be an anchor on the weekend with someone very, very famous. I'm saying uber famous. Let's jump back to the dirty congressman. Oh, did I say that? Allegedly dirty, as far as ethics is concerned. So here's the deal with Chuck Rangel. He decided he didn't need to pay taxes on a property he had in the Dominican Republic. How much does he owe, and how ugly is this going to get? Because you got to think about this. This is a guy who has led the charge on so many huge issues for, I think when I got out of college, the guy was, he was definitely a congressman from New York. He's been there forever and a day. So now you have the House Ethics Committee expanding the investigation into him, digging into all these allegations from what happened back at the end of the summer, that restatement of his personal finances. Remember, he underreported hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in assets. Oh, that's convenient. Boy, the IRS, they'll be pounding on your door. Boom, 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 boom. You owe us $10. But all of these people in Washington seem to forget it. Tim Geithner, oh, I owe taxes. But this is a little bit different with Rangel. Anyway, here's what the congressman had to say when he was ambushed walking around the Capitol today.
Yes, I can. The way it works in the House is that when allegations are made and referred to the Ethics Committee, What is normally done is members wait until the Ethics Committee completes its investigation and its report.
All right, so he just really told you a whole bunch of nothing, which is what you would expect when he was walking down the hallway. But people are starting to really bail off of his ship, and people are voting against him. There's lots of issues piling up to Mississippi. Democrats already decided to step aside. They voted against him on Wednesday. So I think this is, could get pretty, pretty messy. What's going to happen with Nancy Pelosi? The House Speaker is curious. She's pretty much, she's not pushing it heavily, but she's saying that she's backing him. And what about Steny Hoyer? Here's what he has to say.
Prior to that, any actions with reference to Chairman Rangel would be premature.
Again, a whole bunch of nothing. I'm not going to really tell you anything, but I'll give you a brief statement. So I can't really tell you anything until we find out what our House Ethics Panel finds as they expand the investigation into tax cheating Charlie. Mm. And, you know, it's interesting, too. There was a huge Republican campaign committee release, and that's exactly, I'm pretty sure, how they led off what they were sending out to people. His lawyer's bills are enormous, apparently, and I think this is going to get real ugly, really, really ugly, really, really quick. And he's not, he's another one of these guys, like I said, who's been around for a very long time. He has a tight grip on the seat. He doesn't want to release it. If they really start to dig a little bit further, he may end up having to step aside for sure. Speaking of stepping aside, imagine this. We have Thanksgiving coming up and, of course, the Christmas holidays as well. A lot of people in the world we live in now don't live close to families or extended families, so they'll end up flying somewhere. Crowded airports, jammed planes. I don't have to paint the picture for you. Imagine if you're in the line and you get pulled out. And why do you get pulled out? Because you look, a screener decides that you look like you have the H1N1 virus. Excuse me, ma'am? Step aside. And you have no idea. You think you're going to get wanded. You know how they wand you? Oh, I hate that. And then you sit down and everything else. Well, turns out they could take your temperature. They have these screening devices, actually, that take your temperature, and they'll ask you questions about your health. And if they decide that you have the symptoms for the swine flu, then they will quarantine you because they don't want you on a flight. Now, really, for sure, this is supposed to happen on international flights. So people flying out of New York or L.A. or anywhere to fly internationally, there's a chance of that. But they're also opening the door, I heard, to maybe doing it just domestically. Because naturally, like any germs, if you're on a bus or a train or a plane, you are sitting near people who have whatever it is that's contagious. It could affect you. But the idea that somebody, some screener, who half the time the screeners, I think, don't know what they're doing, so some screener could just decide to pull you aside based on looks. Man, they probably pull me aside. Half the time I'm so exhausted. Probably have that ghost white face, you know, going through, oh, that woman looks like she has it. Let's pull her over. Come here, lady. So I don't know what the solution is to this. We're completely against profiling, but we're going to actually look at you and profile you for the swine flu, although none of us are doctors. I mean, they'd have to have doctors there, for goodness sake. This on the heels of the first doses of swine flu vaccines arriving earlier this week. We talked about that, but a lot of people are saying they're not going to get it. We had a doctor on earlier this week saying, oh, it's completely safe, and it's the media, there's too much of a fear factor here and whatnot, but it doesn't matter. People are saying they do not want to get the nasal spray or they don't want to get the shot. And if they feel like they're healthy, then they're watching themselves to see and guarding themselves as to, you know, their health and germs and whatnot. And if they feel like they're coming down with some strain of the flu, then what they'll do is, you know, stay home, which is what doctors are advising. But they do not want to get covered. They don't want to do the vaccine thing. Or, like I said, they don't want to do the nasal thing. All right, as I mentioned, coming up around the bend, Chris Prelitz, the guru of green. That's coming up next on ATN.
Visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, so politics as usual and a few other things here on America Tonight, talking about Charlie Rangel and how long the Dems will stand beside the longtime congressman. Nail the score, lightening the load. Later in the show, I already told you all about that. That happens in our third hour, by the way. And a whole bunch of other things that we'll cover, including our cheap movie reviews. I almost forgot about them today, but we do have, yes, some movies that are coming out that are new. I don't know that they're as good as some of the previous weeks that we've talked about. And then there's that cheesy, and although I like Sandy Bullock, there's that Sandra Bullock comedy that comes out on DVD. That may be the way you go next week. Chris Prelitz joins us now. He is the guru of green. How many people have no idea how to even begin to try to become green? Do you want to become green? Do you not understand what it means? And how about the scams that are happening out there? And you know what? There are green scams, and that's too bad for the people who are trying to cut through all the clutter. So he's the perfect guy to have on. As I mentioned before, I mean, he was doing it before it was popular. I want to say like 25 years or so with the green designs in the 90s with the Great House. And as I mentioned, and so he's a green consultant. You might have seen him on Greenovate or a couple of other things. He's been all over the place. Thanks so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it so much, Chris.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on.
Chris, let's talk about this. When you were back in the 90s, or let's wind back further than that, what made you become this green consultant? What was it that led you into your own green movement, if you will, when it came to real estate and houses?
Well, what happened was my grandfather, built homes, and he ended up building his own home, and he learned from his grandfather and their grandfather, so I went down this path of the craftsman builder. And long story short, he built a beautiful home in Illinois that we'd visit in summer, and really hot outside, and I'd go inside, and he didn't even have air conditioning, and it would stay really cool. And I was like, Grandpa, how can you do that? And it's like, well, we forgot, but we lived this way for years and years, you know. Man's been on this planet for, what, 30,000, 50,000 years in homes and caves and all that, and we forgot how to work with the sun and work with nature. And so Grandpa put all those in his home, and I always wanted to sort of remember that and reuse that in my own home.
Yeah, well, he taught you well, obviously.
Thanks.
Is it a myth? You know, everybody says, well, this is the first thing I hear, Okay, you know, the green movement, are you kidding? You have to be a millionaire to,
right,
to make your house completely green. I mean,
yeah,
obviously we know there's expensive things like windmills and all that, but you can, there are little things you can do, right, that aren't necessarily going to knock you off the budget.
The big question I get is like, well, I want to go green, but I can't afford solar panels. And my line is that having done this for a lot, I built the first solar-powered home in California back in 93, and what I learned was that they don't give you much power. You know, one panel might only give $5 or $6 of electricity a month, and they're pretty expensive, like $1,000 each. And you can do the same impact as $1,000 panel by simple things like finding where your power vampires are in your house, where your phantom loads are, and addressing those, or even changing out 4 or 5 incandescent lights to the new LEDs and those kind of things, can have the same impact as a $1,000 solar panel. So a lot of stuff, you can make the same money for a lot, or same impact for a lot less money.
Yeah, and you, I'm sure all this stuff is in your book, of course, Green Made Easy, The Everyday Guide for Transitioning, like we're talking about, to a green lifestyle. Let me ask you about this, because this,
sure,
is huge now with the networks and TV and radio all over the place. When we talk about going green, being green, you walk around the grocery store, the hardware store, and you'll see stickers about green product or something else that's happening with it. But I think some of it isn't necessarily green. And I know that you know information on this, as we would call it, spinning their products and even some of their policies as being very friendly to the environment, but in fact they're not. How can you tell what's real and what isn't real?
That's a great question. What I say is they're doing a lot of greenwashing. Remember the old whitewashing? They're greenwashing now. So a lot of it has to do with like cleaning supplies and cleansers and even things like toothpaste. If you turn it over in the market and it has a warning sticker on it and it's advertising green, don't buy it. So a lot of stuff has warnings on there, warning hazardous to your health, you know, might cause reproductive damage, whatever it is. As long as they put that warning on there, they can sell it to us, and they can have whatever it can in there. Half the toothpaste on the shelf or more, if you read the fine print on toothpaste, it'll say, don't swallow any more than is typical for brushing. If you do, call a poison control center. That's absolutely crazy.
No kidding. I'll look for that, those warnings. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and you know, what do you do with nitroglycerin tablets for heart patients? You put it right under their tongue because that goes to our bloodstream really quickly, and we're doing the same thing with a lot of toxics and poisons. Even stuff we take for granted like aspirin, you know, used to come from a willow bark, the tree, willow tree, the bark, and it was a natural product, but then it became synthesized, and now aspirin is actually made from petroleum, from benzene.
Well, I need you to go shopping with me to teach me all this.
I'm going to have to come next out. Next time in Texas, I'll look you up.
I love it. Okay, so you, as I said, you're a green consultant, and you've dealt with all kinds of companies, from car companies to universities to developers, obviously, in real estate. What is the most interesting project that you have worked on? This is a big question. Most interesting project that you've worked on to date?
Well, one of the fun ones we did, great question, one of the fun ones I did was for the city of Lancaster in California, and they wanted to build a museum, an interpretive center for this desert environment, really hot, hot, hot climate, and they wanted to showcase sustainable design. So we did an entire building made of bales of straw, so straw bales stacked up like bricks, and then all the inner walls on the interior were rammed earth. And like the Great Wall of China is made, they rammed earth up, and we showcased within the rammed earth the geology, so all the different colors of the strata, and then school kids could go in there and see it and then experience how cool it was in this desert environment because the walls were super insulated, we faced the glass the right way, we incorporated lots of old systems that we've had for a long time in this new building, and it worked really well, so that was pretty fun.
So you do projects like that, and in the 25-plus years that you've been, and even from the time when you were a kid, when we talk about your grandfather, et cetera, you fast forward to today, I bet, are you surprised at how slow it's been to try to get people to do things for the environment?
Well, you know what, it's really changed, I think, like the last year, literally. I think this slowdown's really waking people up that there's something that's happened, like in the last year, where all of a sudden people are paying attention. And I've been at this for a long time, and I really had a small crowd, small niche crowd that would listen. But now, it seems like half the people are really saying, I get it. We're leaving a planet that's not the best for our kids and grandkids. I get it that energy is really wasteful, and I could do a lot more. And if you look at the statistics and numbers, you see that we here in the U.S. are some of the biggest users of energy and, unfortunately, the biggest polluters. So I think people are waking up that, boy, the world that I grew up in, you know, the Mayberry RFD world that I grew up in isn't going to be around for my kids and grandkids.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's just, but you have to be careful because there, as we were discussing, I think there's the phony green movement where it's just about money and
right.
you don't realize about the products, and that's part of the problem. And
right.
we talk about that on America Tonight. Don't buy into all the things that you're hearing. And then there's the things that are real, and there's little things that you can do certainly that also in the long run probably save you, even on your electric bill maybe.
Absolutely. I have a company, if I can give a plug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, newleafamerica.com. So just like America is turning over a new leaf, newleafamerica.com. And we literally have trained a dozen people or more to go into homes, look around, do a full assessment, find out where your lights needed to be changed, where your power vampires are that leak electricity 24/7, even though you don't know about it. And they'll do a full assessment and then give you the products that they recommend. And people are really sort of waiting in line now to have people do this because they really get that it's cheaper to save energy than to make it with solar panels or anything else.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm taking you up on that Texas deal. You're
going
to go shopping with me, and you're going to be able to, and we'll videotape, and you're going to have to show me what's real and what isn't real, okay?
Absolutely. It'd be fun.
Chris, thanks. We appreciate you
My
coming on the show.
My pleasure being there.
Chris Prelitz, and as I mentioned, he is the guru of things green. Now, see, now there's the difference. This is what is real versus what we've talked about on this show, the jobs that aren't there, et cetera. In his case, his family, it was something that they did way before there was the so-called green. And he knows the difference between the people trying to make the big buck on the green movement because they're just jumping on board and trying to piggyback it, but it's not really green. And then people think they're getting these products that are somehow saving the environment or doing something better around them or whatever, not putting pollutants out there, when in fact that's not really true. If you go on YouTube, you'll be able to see more of Chris, and there's some interesting segments about him with the houses, etc., and how he built them with solar stuff is absolutely fascinating. On the flip side, we're going to take you around the world, so hang with us.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need
need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Our borders in just a minute here on ATN. Quick reminder, sports shorts coming up a little bit later on the show. We got playoffs, baseball playoffs. My Phillies unfortunately losing to Colorado, splitting the series. I'll give you the ugly details later, although it was a good game. The Dodgers passing the Cards. What happened with the Angels? All that coming up and nail the score. Right? Nail the score. All you have to do is call in the third hour to be a part of Nail the Score. Meanwhile, around the world, how about this shocking headline? 30 million Chinese men to go without wives. I read that and I thought, maybe I'm kind of misreading this. I mean, we know the population, but why are they going without wives? What does that mean? Well, from Shanghai, this is what the deal is. You've got, apparently, you have matchmaking going on that isn't working too well. So parents are walking around with pictures of their kids trying to match them up with other people, shopping around for their son. Yeah. Because here's what the deal is. China is very strict. It makes sense now that I think about it. China's very strict, as we all know, with the one-child policy to control the ever-expanding population. The population now, 1.3 billion people. But there's been this lopsided explosion of boys. And they've got a horrendous gender gap that's unprecedented. You know what the ratio is? Can you imagine this? Here's the ratio, guys. Wouldn't this be brutal if this was happening in your neck of the woods in the United States? The ratio is up to 130 boys to every 100 girls in some areas of China. Yeah. That means for a son to marry a woman, they'd have to, they are really combing through the streets, the parents are, and through every means possible to find that needle in the haystack in some cases. So, pretty bad. Those are awful, awful odds. And now in China's big cities, finding Mr. or Miss Right is a little bit easier, of course. In the small towns, it's got to be tougher. So they're now migrating, if you will, to Beijing or Shanghai, which would mean those cities will be more crowded. 50% of the population's going to end up in the cities. That's what's going to happen. So you're going to have a really big swing in traditions and in how the cities, some of the things that happen in the cities and whatnot, because of the whole Lonely Hearts deal going on in some of the smaller areas, and even in Shanghai, though. So it's not that it doesn't exist there, but what a terrible, like I said, what a terrible number that is. When I saw that headline, I was like, what are they talking about? Oh, that's right. Hit me on the head with a frying pan. On to more serious things, Iran. Of course, we're all concerned. And then recently we find out that, Iran has the information to really put this whole nuclear thing together. It's not like they don't know how to do it. And while we keep finding out or hearing these leaks about what is it that they know and how rapidly could they pull it all together, we keep hearing the number five. Oh, 5 years, 5 years down the line. But not really, because most people who have been in defense in some category or worked in weaponry say, well, based on the information they have, actually, they probably could pull it together in a year. And then you think of Israel, and Israel is 800 miles away. So you wonder why Benjamin Netanyahu gives, besides the whole Holocaust remark from Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, you wonder why he gives Iran the cold shoulder and is very concerned about the nukes. How many nukes does Israel have? Plenty. But you look at that map of the Middle East, and boy, it's pretty ugly. I happened to catch, maybe it was on Fox or one of the cable shows, KT McFarland, who's actually been a guest on this show. She's terrific. She worked in the Reagan administration, and now she has her own service that deals with what's going on in the government, et cetera, when it comes to overseas and when it comes to defense and whatnot. And here's what she said on the situation in Iran and looking down the road as to what could happen here, especially after explaining about Israel and how close Israel is. Ultimately, when we talk about what to do, it's the sanctions. I keep saying that. Real sanctions, not the faux sanctions, not the slap on the wrist, the empty rhetoric, the conversation, but really hitting them where it hurts. And to do that, of course, really you have to have China and Russia on board if you're going to do anything with refining gasoline, certainly. But America could also play around with the dollar, because they do their dealings, at least for the gasoline, still with greenbacks. Do they want to pull that card, though? And I think it has to be the push for sanctions. I've been saying that all along, and she said the same thing. Here's what KT McFarland said.
You could go and you could do certain things without them. You could do gasoline sanctions would be less effective because Russia and China could compensate. What you could do, though, is, for example, all of Iran's resources coming in and out of Iran, selling oil, buying gasoline, mm-hmm. are denominated in dollars.
Right.
That means that check is written in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We could tell American banks, which have to clear dollar checks,
sure.
don't clear them. So you could bring their economy, their banking system, to a very rapid halt very quickly. But you shouldn't wait to impose those sanctions until negotiations fail, because that's almost too late.
Yep, she's right. It's almost too late at that point. Also, as we go around the world, 17 people died in a car bomb, a blast in the Afghanistan capital of Kabul. Remember, this happened. We were on the air. I was talking about it in our previous show. So the official total, 17, wounding about 80. This is the second major attack in that city in less than a month. Of course, the Taliban, we're not surprised, claims responsibility for the assault. And they say the embassy, the Indian embassy, was the original target. What happened is an SUV came up to the outer wall of the embassy. The car was loaded with explosives. There were three Indian paramilitary soldiers that were actually on guard at the watchtower. They were wounded by shrapnel. And then you had the 15 civilians and the two Afghan police officers that were killed, and then all the people that I said that happened to be around that were injured as well. Naturally, the president, Hamid Karzai, if he really is the president, depending on if you believe the election results, he said the U.S. Embassy and the United Nations missions, of course, all along with Karzai, condemned the blast, and naturally they would, because they've actually had a lot of calm there for the last couple of months. They hadn't had a lot of those roadside bombings there and things happening in the center of the city, but now here we go once again. Let's go across a different border and speak to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Simply fantastic.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, you know, Julie and I are doing great. She's still thinking.
But that's okay. That's a good thing.
Yes, 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 yes. It's our Thanksgiving this weekend.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. I didn't even realize that.
Second Monday in October. Mm-hmm. And we've got tickets for the football game. And we have tickets to go see which we're including you, our beloved Alouettes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, they've already clinched the division with 5 games left, but you know, of course, we're not talking about that. We're talking about some SOB in the Middle East.
And yes, we are. I'm assuming you're piggybacking on the Iran thing?
And for him being an SOB, he considered that a compliment, knowing him.
Yeah, he doesn't care what people think. It's about the spin. It's whatever the spin is.
Right.
And he's masterful at that through the translators, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, I was speaking to our favorite rabbi, if you know who I mean.
Mm-hmm. Stephen.
Yes, my nephew. Well, I called just to tell about the Canadians, but that's something else. I said, okay, is Israel worried? Concerned. I mean, because he was talking to us, you know, some of his, you know, some of the people in the town where he lives, some of the, like, elder, you know, like, the people in government. They're concerned. They're not worried, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Really? Well, okay, concerned is good, but it's good that they're not going to just think that the sky is falling every second, because, you know what, they certainly have lived through a lot.
Right.
And know that there are possibilities, yes.
Yeah, and now what the Israeli army is doing is that, okay, every so certain units will, you know, are now more often than not are doing drills to see how long it would take a unit to get together. And that, you know, and now they're really looking at the time, because what happens if Ahmadinejad does pull this stunt? How long will it take? You know what I'm trying to say?
Right. Oh,
how long will it take? But like you said, hit him with the, you know, of course, when I speak to him next week, hit him with the dollars. Don't, you know, like you say, give him a slap on the wrist. I'll put it in hockey terms. Don't give him a 2-minute minor. Give him a game misconduct.
That's right.
You know, but like you said, knowing Russia and China, they'll probably say, oh, the rest of the world won't give you dollars. We've got dollars. We'll help you. That's what I'm worried about. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah, see, that's the problem. It's a very finicky dance. People forget, you think of the Cold War,
right,
and you think of what happened with Russia, let's just say Russia and the United States, superpowers, right, basically?
Right.
And there it was mutually advantageous, because if one guy's going to blow up the other, then it's all done for all of us anyway. You shoot nukes off, and we know you have a ton. We shoot nukes off, and we're all dead anyway. So when you're dealing with Iran, it's a different situation, and that's why I said Benjamin Netanyahu is very particular, and he should be, because he knows he's only 800 miles away. So, and you figure Israel, who knows, maybe they have 100 nukes, I don't know, but they certainly have some, and they have enough to come out and play, but they don't want to do that, and then everybody in the Middle East will end up with nukes. Have a good one, Sammy. Have fun checking out those Alouettes over the weekend. Coming up next, Cry Me a River.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is all written by
here on America Tonight. Who seems to be whining the most, at least for the last couple of days? And that award goes to Nancy Pelosi. And the reason why is because she was criticized by the GOP and was not happy about it. I mean, you know, once again, a personal thing. She gets in front of the cameras and says that the NRCC's comments were sad and inappropriate, and that Republicans don't have to worry about putting her in her place. She says, I'm already there. I'm in my place. Now, let me back up a little bit. What was she reacting to? There was something that came out from the National Republicans, of course, committee. And this is what came out. They criticized Pelosi for suggesting that General McChrystal should send his recommendations for a 40,000 troop increase in Afghanistan up the line of command and not in public forums. So what happened is a spokesperson for the campaign committee shot back and said, look, if Nancy Pelosi's failed economic policies are any indicator of the effect she might have on Afghanistan, taxpayers can only hope McChrystal is able to put her in her place. So that's why she was saying, I'm already in my place. I'm Speaker of the House. Thank you very much. So she went on a little tirade, a little whiny tirade about being attacked by the GOP and saying how inappropriate was, you know, that it was for that to happen. It made me think of when she lost her place and was fumbling with the papers. Remember over the whole what she was informed about and whether she knew about the waterboarding and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, here's the thing. She, like anyone else, knows because she's also been on the attacking end of things. This is the way things roll in D.C. And it was a sharp comment, but that's what's happening these days. So if you want to play with the big boys, you got to go toe-to-toe with them. And you don't come out in front of the mics and, again, make such a whiny little plea about this. Yes, everybody knows that she is the Speaker of the House. And she, as far as the Republican women, a lot of them certainly weren't coming forward to back the Speaker up. And you look at the numbers of women in Congress. The Speaker of the House is a woman, obviously. There are 17 women in the U.S. Senate. And you know, they were all running for cover, basically, as a result of that. Except for the Democrats, like Debbie Stabenow, the Democrat from Michigan. I know a lot of people are listening to us from Michigan. And she said that it was an example where the Republican Party showed their lack of respect for women. And then you also had another Democrat, the Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who said that the comment was demeaning and it was an example of where the Republicans are out of touch. Like I said, you have to realize that everybody's taking swats back and forth. I don't think that necessarily was a female thing at all. I think it was an attack back on Pelosi because she attacked McChrystal for the leak that came out and because it made Obama look bad. And once again, what's happened, and we've talked about it, that the clock is ticking, for goodness sake, on this whole decision on Afghanistan. So now there's more criticism again of the president of the White House and of his decision on Afghanistan. Then how long is it going to take? And that's really what that was about. Period. End of story. So cry me a river for this show anyway goes to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And they can't call me sexist for that because, you know, I'm a woman. So there you have it. If you have any suggestions, by the way, for that segment for the biggest whiner, you can send them to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. A couple of other things that are shaking and baking across the land as we've skimmed over some of them, but I want to fill in the blanks because, man, there is a ton of things happening, including one of my biggest things from day one when I jumped on the air here is what's going on with the dollar. I mean, it's been that long as to what's happening with our dollar and, you know, are we really going to see eventually that the dollar is something that the Arabs shun and something that is exchanged for the so-called global currency. Boy, that would really change things here in these United States, let me tell you. Some think it's almost like a backhanded slap in the face on what's happening. And We're talking about the Arab oil sheikhs who are conspiring basically with the Russians and the Chinese to quit using our greenbacks to set the value of oil trades. And that is, like I said, a direct threat to the global supremacy of the greenback. There's no question about that. So you got people scrambling all over the place. The head of the Saudi Central Bank, U.S. officials obviously dealing with the Treasury, etc., trying to shut this story down, basically. Because you got our economy on the ropes, and the U.S., let's face it, let's be honest about it, and you can't sugarcoat it, we are the world's biggest debtor. Investors aren't feeling as secure about the dollar as they used to be internationally. You have, as I mentioned on our last show, the emerging economies, even Brazil, etc. So the possibility of the dollar losing its long-term dominance in global commerce is a brutal scenario. It would mean higher interest rates here, and then, of course, the declining ability to finance our debt. And if you talk to officials, that's the idea. They're trying to rein it all in. Nobody thinks it can really happen right now. But it seems, I mean, seriously, buckle your seatbelts. It really seems like it's headed in this direction to me. Really. You see this, you see gold is skyrocketing because of the panic. It's at an all-time high, which is great if you own gold. It is. And as somebody who has a little bit of gold, I love seeing that chick up and click up. And, you know, you hear Ted Anderson on the spots here on GCN talking about gold. And my father, as a kid, dealt a lot in coins and gold and whatever. And from the time I was a kid, was teaching me about gold. And now you see this really hitting one of the all-time highs, and it's really a hedge against a weakened dollar, no doubt. The impact could be, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, staggering to you and me. Really, it could. Because the Arab states are making that move. I mean, they're making moves behind the scenes with Russia and China and even France to stop using the dollar for oil trading. And if you just read that and didn't know any of the backstory on it, you might say, well, okay, whatever. It's not a well, okay, whatever. Not at all. Because the dollar is tanking. And this idea of the global currency is, I think, becoming more real by the day. I mean, forget the speculation. Forget it. And if you have gold, like I said, you're going to be a beneficiary of this. But as to what happens with the greenbacks, could really send that inflation soaring, absolutely, through the stratosphere. All right, you know what to do. Like I said, if you want to cheer on my Phillies, you can send me a note on the Phillies or anything else, concerns, complaints, or your mama's recipe for some sweet apple pie. AmericaTonight.net.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?